Well, as we've heard, the government has questioned the motivation of the report. Scott Morrison was the previous immigration minister, and he joins me now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Michael.
The Human Rights Commission report, certainly disturbing. Almost a third of kids suffering from mental health disorders. Should there be a Royal Commission?
Well, I find it interesting that the Human Rights Commission didn't want to conduct an inquiry when there were almost 2,000 children in detention, and now the figure's fallen by over 90%, and they're calling for a Royal Commission. I think the Australian people aren't mugs. I think they can make their own conclusions about all of that.
Okay, but there are still 119 children?
Well, my understanding is there's fewer than that now, and the number's falling even further. And I'll tell you what the lessons are over the last 5 years. If you stop the boats, you get children out of detention and you stop the deaths at sea, and that's what the government achieved.
Okay, but do you concede that mistakes were made and harm was done and shouldn't have been?
Well, what I concede is that the previous government left our borders in absolute chaos, and this government had to come in and clean it up, and that's exactly what we've done.
How do you feel reading this evidence, though? I mean, it is pretty disturbing what we've heard.
Well, the report, and I don't think we should go to the point of calling it evidence, the report contains many allegations, and these allegations, particularly in relations to issues of abuse, these are things which are routinely referred to the authorities because they relate to potential crimes. Now, where such allegations are raised, while I was minister, and I know that would certainly continue under the current minister, and I'm sure under the previous minister, those sorts of matters are routinely referred to the police. So, I mean, I think people need to appreciate in this situation that no one wants to see any child in detention, no one wants to see any child on a boat, and the reason there are children on detention is because there were children coming on boats. Now, we stopped the boats coming and we've got the children out of detention. So I think that's a good outcome.
Under your government, we've had a Royal Commission into Pink Bats and one into union corruption. This one seems pretty significant, this call for a Royal Commission into this.
Well, as I said, no Royal Commission call, not even a Human Rights Commission inquiry call when there are almost 2,000 children in detention. Now the children are pretty much out, people are calling for a Royal Commission. Australian people aren't mugs, they can see through that.
Okay, on your current portfolio, the families package, what are you going to do to address the childcare crisis now that PPL is off the table? Because clearly there is a childcare crisis out there.
Well, let me say first, PPL is off the table because we believe we need to focus all of our efforts in the childcare area of the families package to do a very important thing, and that is to ensure the program delivers on increasing the workforce participation, particularly of young mums between the ages of about 25 and 39, and particularly single mums. Now, they're the areas where we're lagging behind. Now, we had an increase in the childcare rebate from 30 to 50% under the previous government, and it didn't move those numbers at all. We need to ensure that double income families, particularly middle to low income families, can get back to work and maintain their income when they have kids. Having kids shouldn't send you into a welfare trap, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
How are you going to pay for it? Are you keen to keep the levy on big business to help, you know, the 1.5% that you had for PPL to help pay for this childcare thing?
Well, I've already said in relation to that, if there's an argument that has to be made for a childcare levy, then that argument would have to be made. The PPL levy should not be considered to be transportable, and we're working through the costings and the arrangements as to the package, but we're currently spending almost $7 billion a year on this program for around 750,000 families. Now, this is a big program. It was only $1.5 billion 10 years ago. It'll rise to 11 at current rates. It's one of the fastest growing areas of expenditure. That's why we have to make sure that the money we are spending is actually getting the job done, and that's helping young families get back to work where they can, so they can have the income support through their own efforts by getting to work to help their families and not making them welfare dependent.
And when are we likely to see what you've got planned? You've had the Productivity Commission's final report into childcare since November, I understand.
Yeah, and I came into the portfolio picking up on the excellent work of Susan Lee, and we're working through that at the moment. That commission report will be released shortly. I've written to the opposition spokesperson, Kate Ellis, about that, and we've had some good exchanges on that front, and I hope to be meeting with her about these things. See, where I'd like to get to on this, Michael, is in the same place that we're able to get to on the NDIS, and that is to be able to bring both sides of politics on this. I think that's what families want, and I'm hoping that our families package can attract that sort of support.
Okay, day four of good government. Are you confident the PM's hit the right reset button?
Well, it's well over day four. We've had hundreds and hundreds of days of good government.
Monday was day one.
And look, in our first stage of government, we did stop the boats. In our first stage of government, we did get rid of the carbon tax and the mining tax. We had have reduced the level of real growth in expenditure in the, that was over around 3.6% under the previous government. We've got that down to just 1% growth in real expenditure over the budget and the forward estimates. So stage one of the government, I think, has been very successful. Stage two is we're moving into the families package, the small business package, jobs, economic growth, because that's going to get Australian families where we need to get to.
There's still concern about the tensions in the Prime Minister with the Prime Minister's office, particularly among your backbench, which seemed to be a part of the catalyst for what happened on Monday. Julie Bishop told this program on Tuesday that people have been very frank and blunt in their assessment of the performance of the Prime Minister's office, and the Prime Minister is a smart man. He'll take those issues into account. Have we seen any evidence? Have you seen any evidence that that's actually what's happening?
I think Julie Bishop's spot on. And as I said earlier in the week, the backbench couldn't have been clearer if they'd turned up with baseball bats. And, you know, it was a fairly chilling message, and it was very sobering message, not just for the Prime Minister, but for everybody. Of course I am. I mean, I've seen this in all of my dealings with the Prime Minister, and it's important that we engage fully with our backbench because they're connected as we are connected, and we must remain connected to the challenges facing Australian families. And female workforce participation has been growing,
Michael. Has there been change in the Prime Minister's office?
Well, the Prime Minister's office engages with me all the time. I've always had a very good relationship with the Prime Minister's office.
What about your colleagues?
Well, you'd have to speak to them. But what I know is the Prime Minister's office is working on the same set of goals that the whole government is, the Prime Minister's objectives, and that's small business, it's families. I mean, in our first year, 500 jobs, more than 500 jobs created every single day in the economy. That's three times what it was in 2013.
If the Prime Minister's office,
I like those results and I'm keen to keep seeing them.
If the Prime Minister's office is still working the way it was working before last week, then...
Well, I'm not a commentator on the Prime Minister's office. You may wish to be. But what I know about this is that we've got a plan for going forward in all the areas I've mentioned. I haven't seen that plan from Bill Shorten. See, what we need to address the challenges, particularly in the area of childcare and families, is we need the disciplined, consistent approach which delivers the gains that we need. We need a sort of a test match innings building performance, not on just on families, but on the budget as well. What we've got from Bill Shorten is just big bash politics going for the cheap populist big hits. Now, you can't achieve that. What we have to achieve on the budget with that sort of approach.
Just finally, on the budget then, planning is obviously well underway into this year's budget, but are you still sticking by the Medicare co-payment from last year's budget?
Well, that's a matter for the Prime Minister and obviously the Health Minister.
Has the government
dropped the idea? And we are working through all of those issues. As Minister Lee is working through the issues that she has before the Senate, I'm working through the issues that I have before the Senate as Social Services Minister. And last year we were very successful when I was in immigration on getting the Temporary Protection Visas Bill through. I'm working closely with the crossbench. But, you know, there is the opportunity for the Labor Party to understand the budget mess they left this government. I mean, Joe Hockey inherited an absolute mess. Wayne Swan inherited the greatest Treasury success that we've seen. That's the difference.
There was some confusion just on this issue, though. Earlier this week, there was confusion about whether the Medicare co-payment had been dropped or not. Can you clarify?
Well, there are no changes at this moment, but these are matters.
So you're still committed to
it. These are the matters that the Minister Lee and the Prime Minister continue to work through. We have a Senate. There is a crossbench there. There is a Labor Party who are in absolute denial about the budget mess they've left. And you don't fix that overnight. As I said, it needs a sort of innings-building performance, not the big bash populist swinging that we're seeing from the leader of the opposition.
Okay, Scott Morrison, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Good to be with you.